This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Steph, VK5IE, will be doing a presentation on packet radio on the 1st of August 2024 at our clubrooms at Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Railway Parade, Seaford Meadows. Clubrooms open at 7 p.m. for a kickoff at 7:15 p.m. We hope to see you there. This has been Nathan, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK5OG, 73s.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Some of our recent activity nights have resulted in almost standing room only attendances. We thank the presenters of these sessions for their skills, which dragged these really good numbers along. It's extremely difficult to maintain this sort of momentum when presented with some of the terrible weather conditions that we have experienced recently. Strong winds, rain, and almost arctic cold has prevented many from attending the most recent of our meetings, as the majority of our members are getting on in age and no one can blame them for wanting to stay at home in front of the heater. Our group is very fortunate in that we have several members who are very good at presenting topics of interest and who, when called upon, freely give up their time to prepare and present on topics that are capable of winking members out of their warm and cosy environment to come along to meetings. We are also very fortunate to have excellent club rooms which are air-conditioned and, once inside, very comfortable. The camaraderie that exists within our group is probably the main reason we managed to achieve so much for a relatively small group. We currently have just over 60 members. A couple of our newer members have expressed pleasure and surprise when they have observed the way that we all get together to accomplish tasks and goals, and the lack of any abrasive behaviour within the group. We are extremely fortunate to have such a cohesive atmosphere that sadly is absent in so many organisations where egos tend to get in the way of efficient and smooth operations. By now you've probably realised that I struggled for something to say this week. Hi, hi. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, BK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. For the next Saturday session on the 3rd of August, Jeff, VK5ZLG, will give us a talk on calibrating SWR and RF power meters. Jeff suggests that you might like to bring a pen and some paper or notepad and a calculator or a smartphone to do some work examples. A subject that I know next to nothing about, so it should be fun. Next meeting, we'll have a presentation from Dean, VK5LB, on his SDR transceiver and linear amplifier combination. Many people are starting to go this way now. I still have badges for the following people to be picked up: Rod, VK5ZKR, and Trevor, VK5ATH. And I have ordered badges for the following people: Linton, VK5LKJ, Phil, VK5FILL, Graham, VK5GKB, Andy, VK5OHM, and Steve, VK5SPA. I'll email you when they're available for pickup and payment if you've not already paid. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2-metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30, is one of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. And the ANZA DXNet, the Australian, New Zealand and African net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page at https://www.facebook.com/groups/AHARS. And check out the news tab on the AHARS.au website for all of our news bulletins. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. It's me again, Les, VK5KLD, with all this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Friday night's technical meeting was quite interesting. We had a microphone night, and people brought along various microphones that they were having trouble with or generally wanted to show off. And any problems they had were analysed, and yes, there was also some other equipment there which had some problems that were being traced, and all the latest electronic test gear was there that we could see all that activity happening. And as well as that, there was also some components and radio items up for sale from various clearances that we've had recently. So all in all, everybody had a good time, and thanks for everybody that came along. Now, once again, I'll remind you that the annual membership fees for the North East Radio Club are now due, and you would have received your email from Charlie, VK5VC, giving you the details about how you can make a direct deposit to the North East Radio Club bank account. Or, if you wish, you can pay in person at a meeting by giving the money to the Treasurer, David, VK5MDF. And remember, if you do pay by the general meeting on Friday the 13th of September, then you'll get a $5 discount. So don't forget, membership fees are now due. Well, that's all I have for this week. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's High Altitude Ballooning Subgroup, Project Horus, is planning their next launch for Sunday the 11th of August, with a planned launch time of 10 a.m. If we have to scrub due to weather, the backup launch dates will be either the 18th or the 25th of August. The launch site has yet to be decided, but will either be the Auburn Community Oval or the Mount Barker High School Oval. On this flight, we'll be launching our usual tracking payloads, along with one of our Wennet live imagery payloads. Check out the AREG website for details on the launch, including how you can get set up to receive telemetry and even imagery from the flight. Also coming up is our monthly car-based fox hunt, which will be held on Friday the 2nd of August, with hunters arriving at the start location a bit after 6 p.m. and departing at 6:30 p.m. Our start location is the Beaumont Road car park, just off South Terrace in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. Our next general business meeting will be held on Friday the 16th of August, with the talk topic still being finalised. Keep an eye out on the AREG website at www.areg.org.au for more updates in the coming weeks. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.